And thanks for keeping it dialed to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around this Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Thanks for joining me and making Terrasonic and KGNU part of your Saturday and your life. We've got a lot of great music in store for you today, as always, including an extra helping of music from the year 1998, our featured year on KGNU's 40 Years in 40 Weeks Countdown. And that is the year in which we're going to begin. And some music recorded by me. Yeah, it's kind of cool. From the Fez Festival of World Sacred Music. We'll take it from there on Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
سبب وجار والسر البديع يا لما يقول للشمس والقمر هل تطلع أو اطلع هل تطلع أو اطلع تهجرني يا ملكي من غير زلة خاف الله فنيت لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله دعوني أمزج من جفوني تحت الحاشية يا دار جبين مع الحجر وسعد السعود اسم وخنار للي أنف من بلار والشام على الشر من طبع الملوك علي شونيا والما بسم عقيق حمار علي سكر دايب ويسقي المدام من كفي منه يعقد الجوار والياقوت علي راسا يقول للشمس والقمر هل تطلع أو اطلع هل تطلع أو طلع تجورني يا ملكي من غير زلة خاف الله فنيت لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله دعوني أمزح من جفوني.
Thank you.
Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. We began the program with music recorded at the Fez Festival of World Sacred Music in Fez, Morocco, from an album called Hamdulillah, and that's volume 2 in a series of recordings from the Fez Festival put out by Sounds True, a local audio publisher and record label, and recorded and produced by me. Actually, I did not do the recording at this point. I went with another engineer, Steve Rush, who a former DJ at KGNU, and it was through him that I actually got the gig at Sounds True. So if it weren't for KGNU, I never would have met Steve Rush, never would have worked at Sounds True, and never would have recorded this Fez Festival record, and would not be sitting here talking to you right now. So happy that all of those things happened just from coming to KGNU. Maybe you should check it out as well if you are interested. Emils Rahan following that from his album Ashkelon out on the Piranha Records label out of Berlin. Another release along with Hamdulillah that came out in 1998, the year we're observing this week in KGNU's 40 years and 40 weeks countdown. And from that record, from Ashkelon and Emils Rahan, we heard Habibi Diali. He is Moroccan born, but the cantor in the largest synagogue in Ashkelon, Israel. And in the background right now, from an album called Granada Duaba, it's Knowledge, G-N-A-W-L-E-D-G-E, and the track called Perro Cruzado. And, well, I just kind of want to listen to this, and maybe you do too. We've got a lot of great music ahead today in the program. It's Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU.
African. African. I As an African, this is an achievement of which I am proud. Face of our native land.
Bam 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 b Get again.
It's Terrasonica, listener powered, KGNU, about halfway through this week's magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name's Joel Davis. Thanks for tuning in today, or if you're a time shifter, for tuning in whenever you're tuning in, whichever day it is today, then. We just heard from Ibibio Sound Machine and their latest AEO, and a little quick piece called Hard Beats Like a Drum. Before that, it was Flow Dynamics and Bossa for Bebo, the Lack of Afro remix taken from Lack of Afro Presents One Way Remixes and Rarities. Philip Tabane and Malumbo. Before that, from the album Muvango and a track called Vavenda. And that comes from 1998, the year we're featuring this week in KGNU's 40 years and 40 weeks countdown, part of our 40-year anniversary, which we just actually celebrated this past Tuesday, May 22nd. Happy birthday to us. It's been a lot of fun looking back over these years of music and seeing how it's changed and evolved and also stayed the same in many ways. Definitely fully eclectic across these entire 40 years here at KGNU. Kid Soul in the background right now, a track called Iguana Dreams from Global Barrio Volume 4. Global Barrio is a label put together by a collaboration between artists based in Oakland and Mexico City. Cool stuff out of there. We've got some new Nicola Conte coming up, some Marcelo de Deutsch from looking back at 1998 a little more, and much more still to come on Terrasonic on KGNU.
do fundo do meu quintal, faço esse som pra você. Duas vitrolas vinil e um ASP. Estilo variado, fazendo a estrutura balançar. Cantando rap, samba, laia, laia, laia. Deixa a temperatura do recinto quente. Com o microfone na mão, abalando tudo pela frente. Eu entro no samba com meu hip hop. O DJ solta a base, a mulata sacode. Não precisa prestar atenção no que eu tô dizendo. Não tenho que rimar, eu mando um remendo. Agora lembre de uma boa que rima com samba. Eu sou da nova geração e minha ginga de bamba. Mas sempre influenciado pela velha guarda. Veio do fundo do quintal. Essa parada, a fronteira não há pra nos impedir. Você não samba, mas vai ter que aplaudir.
Terrasonic on KGNU. Joel Davis here with you this and pretty much every Saturday, noon to one, on listener powered community radio, KGNU. Just heard music from Mango Disco from Sound of Samadia Volume 1. That comes from Samadia Shabin, a tropical fun machine for dancers. It's a venue, a nightclub, a DJ crew, and a philosophy based in Edinburgh, Scotland. Before that, from Brazil, Marcelo de Deutsch, from his record O Tiro e Onda, O Tiro e Onda, and the track Bachucada, going back to 1998 for that one. That's the year we're looking at this week on KGNU's 40 years and 40 weeks countdown. Also in there, Nicola Conte and Spiritual Galaxy. The new release is called Let Your Light Shine On, and we heard Universal Rhythm from that one. It's on the MPS label. This program is presented by the KGNU Listener and by Swallow Hill Music, presenting Angelique Kidjo's Remain in Light and Femi Kuti and the Positive Force at Denver Botanic Gardens on Thursday, August 9th. Complete information at concerts.botanicgardens.org. In the background right now, it's Combo Lulo from the single Atlantico. This is the B-side, Canto del Sol. Still some music to come on Terrasonic on KGNU. We'll be right back.
Notre vie à deux s'arrêtons là dans les grandes plaines des peines à jouir d'une vie qui ne veut plus rien dire. J'espère plus jamais faire souffrir quelqu'un comme je t'ai fait souffrir. Je n'étais qu'un mauvais présage, on s'est aimé puis vint l'orage, moi qui aimais tellement ton sourire. J'espère plus jamais faire souffrir quelqu'un comme je t'ai fait souffrir. Pourquoi, pourquoi, même quand les gens s'aiment, il y a toujours des problèmes. Fallait pas qu'on se connaisse, fallait pas qu'on soit deux, fallait pas se rencontrer et puis tomber amoureux. Notre vie à deux s'arrêtons là, là où les dieux ne s'aventurent pas, moi qui aimais tellement ton sourire. Pourquoi, pourquoi, même quand les gens s'aiment, il y a toujours des problèmes. Moi qui aimais tellement ton sourire, je n'entends plus que tes soupirs. J'espère plus jamais faire souffrir quelqu'un comme je t'ai fait souffrir. Moi qui aimais tellement ton sourire, je n'entends plus que tes soupirs. Donne-moi de quoi tenir, tenir, je ne veux pas dormir, dormir, laisse-moi voir venir le jour.
Donne-moi de quoi tenir, tenir, je ne veux pas dormir, dormir, laisse-moi voir venir le jour. Et je vole, et je vole, et je vole.
Le moins sur mon professeur. Damay now. Mangi se ben le nir, damay tuki. Mangi dem. Wa yakam nani dina nyuat. Amu ben le problème.
Well, how quickly the magic carpet does fly sometimes. Already time to bring this trip in for a landing. This is Terrasonic, of course, on KGNU. We just heard music from Manu Chao, of course, from his classic landmark recording, Clandestino, that came out in 1998. 20 years ago, Clandestino was thrust upon us, and he's really reached a lot of people with his music over the years, has Manu Chao. La Vie à Deux, the name of the track from that. Before that, Luxor to Isna, the Musicians of the Nile, a release they did for Real World Records, also from 1998. And we heard Al Nakla Al Ali, the Tall Palm Tree. And in the background right now, new music from Rodrigo Gallardo out of Santiago, Chile, and a track called Chilca Juliana, the Gallardo version, and you'll find that on his Bandcamp at Gallardo Music. Stick around, Reggae Bloodlines is coming up in just a couple of minutes, following headlines from the BBC in London. 3 hours of the best in reggae music. At 4 o'clock, 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. And at 6 o'clock, a full hour of news from the BBC before KGNU's Saturday evening music programming begins with Sound Lab. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find a podcast for today's show. You can stream it. You can check the playlist all at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. After FM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel. There you will find archive programs, interviews, live performances, shows that don't even air on the air, only air on After FM, and much more, all at afterfm.com, a great musical resource. You'll also find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Reach us anytime via Terrasonic@gmail.com. My name is Joel Davis. This has been Terrasonic. Thanks for listening to me. We'll see you back here next Saturday, noon to 1 on KGNU.
Of both Koreas have held surprise face-to-face talks to discuss how to keep a potential summit between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore on track. The encounter in the demilitarized border zone was only the fourth time ever that a South Korean leader has met his northern counterpart. The two neighbors hadn't spoken since Pyongyang objected to joint military exercises held by the Americans and the South Koreans. Meanwhile, the White House has said a team will leave for Singapore as scheduled to prepare for the possible summit on the 12th of June. Chris Buckler is in Washington.
We do have this really strange series of events where on one hand it seems to be running very hot, then running very cold, and now it seems that really the summit might potentially be back on, but again, it comes down to this sticky question of, do North Korea and America really still talk the same language when they mention that word denuclearization?
Those in favour of liberalising Ireland's abortion laws are celebrating an overwhelming victory in the country's referendum on the matter. Final provisional results show that more than 66% of voters opted to repeal a constitutional amendment that in effect banned abortion in the vast majority of cases. Danny Eberhard reports.
In the end, it was utterly decisive. Voters turned out in large numbers to scrap the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution that guaranteed the unborn an equal right to life as their mothers. Prime Minister Leo Varadkar said it marked the culmination of a quiet revolution. Anti-abortion campaigners called the result a tragedy of historic proportions. But it's a further indication that the Catholic Church's power to influence social debate in Ireland is waning. Now the government will move to liberalise abortion laws. For decades, many Irish women have been forced to go abroad for abortions. One veteran campaigner for Choice said her compatriots had now voted to end such a hypocrisy.
The Irish abortion referendum has sparked calls for the issue to be re-examined in Northern Ireland. Laws on abortion are far more restrictive in Northern Ireland than the rest of the United Kingdom. Don McAvoy is from the Belfast-based anti-abortion group Both Lives.
For us, this is a very sad day. We don't accept a definition of rights for women that is determined in and defined by an ability to end the lives of our unborn children. So as women in Northern Ireland, we will continue speaking up for life-enabling services and a life-affirming culture.
It's been announced in Islamabad that Pakistan is to hold a general election on July the 25th. Parliament is due to be dissolved next Thursday, when an interim prime minister and administration are to take over. World News from the BBC. Qatar has ordered shops to remove goods from Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain and Egypt in the latest twist to a bitter diplomatic row. The Qatari Economy Ministry issued a statement demanding the removal of the products from the four countries, which almost exactly a year ago cut ties with the tiny Gulf state. They did so in response to what they said were Qatar's financing of Islamic militants and close relationship with Iran. President Trump has announced that Venezuela has released a US citizen from prison. In a tweet, Mr. Trump did not mention him by name, but other politicians said it was Joshua Holt, a Mormon missionary. He was detained 2 years ago and accused of trying to organize an armed uprising. Here's Katie Watson.
Ahead of presidential elections in the country last weekend, a riot took place in the Caracas prison where Mr. Holt was being held. During the uprising, he sent a video message pleading for help. After the US condemned Mr. Maduro's